Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Well, I ride round, round in a burning ring of fire.
Oh, my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. And you're watching the Vegas Video Network and Living in Las Vegas podcast! And I'm not the man in black, I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. Howdy.
What's it like when I do that?
No, I can't stand it.
Kind of creeps you out a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, totally. Ooh. Yeah, I please stop. I don't like it at all.
Both sides. And I'm joined by my not enjoy sweet. Today, she's purple.
Eggplant.
You're like a candy.
I'm like eggplant. Ooh,
you are
great.
Like a not enjoy sweet. Melissa Whitney, everybody, big hand. There she is. On today's show, we don't know what we're doing because I rushed over from G2E. G2E is the gaming, Global Gaming Expo, right? It's where all the big casino company, all the gaming companies, you know, like Bally's and WMS and IGT and all these big companies come. And what do little companies do? And they come and they share their wares. They talk about what they do. And I'm working for a large gaming concern. And I'm responsible for all the video that's in this big, giant, monster screen. It's pretty groovy. That's why we're a little late today on the show, is because I was there working on stuff. But anyways, on today's show, we're going to talk about some BVN stuff and some food stuff. And that's pretty much it.
I just think it's kind of neat that we were late because of you, because usually we're late because of me.
That's true.
So it's kind of nice.
It's good.
It's a nice change of pace.
I like it. We have an international audience. Today we'll say hi to our audience. Hello, live audience. International people from England here. What? London? Come on.
London in the house.
And of course, hello to the live chat. That's a very quiet applause for the live chat. Okay. Apparently the live chat's not as light as they used to be. Of course, say hello to our crack staff. And that's, of course, he who remains Jacob.
Woo!
And there's Tara.
There she is on camera and everything. And she even is waving.
What's that a song? No, wait.
Chia.
Chia. All right. Tara's like. I got my first check. Bite me. That's okay. Anyways, we're great to have you here. And it's good to be around, and it's good to be working, and it's good to be here. This is a special day for us today. This very day is a very special day.
We should have had a cake.
Well, you were here early. You could have had a cake. You could have made a cake. Could have baked a cake. I was so late.
Do you know I have never, ever in my life baked a cake?
Yes, I do know.
You know?
You bought a lot of cakes.
We don't even buy a lot of cakes.
Somebody just did a party foul. Somebody let their phone ring, and that is going to cost you $20.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
You'd think it'd be a little more professional.
Right,
sounds
like
this.
It's never been
Good
here before.
Lord.
Anyways, yes, I know you've never made a cake. You've bought many cakes, but never make it. So you could have had that. Anyways, today is the second year. This very day, on this day, 2 years ago to this day, the Vegas Video Network streamed its very first stream, which sounds like something you talk to a urologist about. Yes, doctor.
You're just cracking yourself up.
It's funny.
Were you waiting to use that line?
No, I just literally just happened. Could you tell my eyes were like, "Ee!" That's a good one. All right. Well, doctor, I just streamed my very first stream two years ago today. Oh, that must hurt. Yes, I'm a little backed up. Please help me. Please put something in there and plumb that stuff out of there. Anyways, so 2 years ago, what's my favorite memory of the last 2 years? Well, you know what it is.
I don't. Actually, we've never discussed this.
Well, it's because we don't talk much at home. I would say my favorite memory probably is the fact that I've grown comfortable with a 6'4" black man chasing me and hugging me. I think that speaks a lot.
Aw, you love Jacob.
I've become more open.
Do you want
to
have a group hug? Hey, Jacob, maybe
Jacob,
you need a group hug.
Want a group hug? Come over here and give me a hug, Jacob. Jacob? Jacob. Jacob. Go to camera one and come over and give me a hug, you big galoot, you.
Aw.
Jacob?
Are you feeling rejected?
The second favorite part about this whole thing about being a boss is how well respected I am. Because what you want, you know, this is my first foray into having employees working for me. And I think, as demonstrated just now, that when I say something, they listen. They do what I ask them to do.
Well, you know, he's busy over there working.
You could go to camera one and come over and give me a hug.
Aw. I'll hug you.
I'm going to give him a pouty bat face.
That is a pretty good patty bat face. I like it, especially when you follow up with the vampire face.
The vampire. Really, we do this. We'll be on the couch
really
at home.
Just like
this
at
is
home.
True. We're at home, you know, like we're watching, I don't know, True Blood, or we're just hanging out after a tough day, and she'll bark out orders. Patty bat face. And we'll go back to watching. She'll go vampire. What we do all day.
Yeah, it's not very normal. Right. I mean, it is normal for us, right?
Clearly, we drink too much at home.
Possibly. Mm.
Anyway, so 2 year anniversary, lots of
that's
nice
a big
memories.
Deal. It's that's huge. Really a big deal.
I mean, a lot of people, well, you know what's big about it is that there's been several companies who have tried to do this online broadcast. Not the live stuff, this live stuff's hard, but just online broadcasting, and they've all not made it.
You guys work hard every day here.
We do. So I want to congratulate. What's his name? The guy who won't hug me anymore? Oh, yeah, Jacob, for putting up with me. Thanks to Sam for her help, and, of course, Tara, and all the volunteers who've been here, Ira and Marie and Christina, or Christine, and who are? Oh, Pimp and Wayne, who
Pimp
I think we've
Wayne.
Killed, and we can't find him anymore. He's got a real job now, and he can't come and play. And what? Who else? There are people who we've liked.
Rip and Wade.
Rip and Wade. It. So we're going to have a little party this Saturday and gather.
A little mingling?
Maybe I'll get a hug then.
Oh?
I'm thinking karaoke for the party. What do you think? Would you sing?
I'm thinking.
Wow. I might.
What's your song, Jacob? What would you sing?
Proud Mary.
Proud Mary.
Oh! Are you gonna do the dance? Are you gonna have a mini skirt on?
For you, yes.
Oh, Jacob.
For Scott.
Are you mic'd? Are you mic'd? I hope that was heard.
Jacob Cannon's gonna wear a mini skirt for Scott Whitney.
Won't be the first time.
I will for sure be here. Right. That'll be awesome.
I will too.
High heels.
Hmm. There was this girl at G2E today who, in heels, her heels. No kidding, right? This. She had to be 6'5".
What, was she just walking around?
Just walking around like shorts.
Was she like representing a company?
I think she might have been.
She's handing out
She seemed
stuff.
Like she should be. But I didn't see like a thing on her.
A badge a logo or anything?
Or but she's, like, she's up her clothes on her. I didn't see any clothes on her, which is why everybody followed her
You're
around.
At the convention center, right? Not at Cheetah's
Sands,
or whatever it's
right?
called?
Right. Well, sometimes they have one show there. What is it? Where they have a porn show right next to it at the same time. What is that?
VVN2.
No.
No.
You hear that, VVN2? That's right.
No, but what is that they have?
You know what I'm talking about?
AVN.
Yeah, AVN, but what's the legit thing that's going on at the same time?
The Concrete Show?
No.
No, it's the Geek Show. It's the...
Oh, it's the...
CES?
CES.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. So, yeah, it could be, you know, like a porn/G2E thing. Probably not.
I doubt it.
Anyway, so Well, congratulations to all of us.
And congratulations to you. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, 2 years is good.
I'm very proud of you.
And as a matter of fact, the latest show. Thank you, honey. I'm naughty Jilly. Sleep. Get a room. I'm in a room, baby. Actually, one of my memories is the very first show we did, which was the streaming, you know, the introduction to it. You know,
wait,
I was pretty nervous.
You're not talking about when we did the podcast. You're talking about the first video
here. We live streamed the announcement of the first video here, and I did this talk about what the network was about. And afterwards, I was really nervous, and it went pretty well. And so afterwards, I started just pounding drinks. And I really wanted to sleep here overnight. I really did.
Oh, my God. I mean, I didn't think I was going to get you home.
Because there was a lot of work then. This used to be just a storage area. And it was turned in 2 months, Rip and Wade, and I, you know, cleaned paintbrushes. We basically built this studio in 2 months from crap, just crap. We were cleaning carpets. We built the stage. We painted all the walls and stuff. I mean, it was a lot of work. And we went from 2 months to the day we launched this thing. So I was, you know, revved up and a little nervous about it and hoped it would work and went through it. It was a pretty good night and people were having a good time. And so I just started drinking.
Well, it was a big party. There was a launch party happening, you know,
right,
at the same time.
So I watched the playback and I'm like, oh, that went pretty well. And the drunker I got, the better I got.
I was really good.
I crushed it. By the way, my mom, like a year later, would go, hey, Scott, did you crush it?
And then she'd be like, or if you said it, she would be like, don't say that anymore.
Right.
Don't use a different word.
Right. So,
but you kept telling me, I'm fine. I'm just going to sleep here. I just wanted to be on the couch.
I just wanted to be
I'll see you tomorrow. I'm like,
lounge.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
Get your ass.
Finally, it took your mother.
Right.
In her motherly
Scotty,
voice.
Get in the car.
Right? Here she is talking to a year old, saying basically in her, I imagine the same voice she used when you were 10.
You know, Jackie just said you could have told me there'd be a party. I'd be there this weekend instead of last weekend.
Oh, come anyways.
Right. Hey. Come anyways. I know a place you can stay.
Well, you should explain to her that you
WhitneyVilla.com.
We
just decided to.
Yeah, this is a.
It was a little last minute. And it was initially going to be at a restaurant. And it was just going to be, you know, people who were like primary folks.
The hosts of the show.
Hosts and spouses and stuff. And then I thought, well, the idea of catering in a restaurant actually just didn't feel like a lot of fun. And it was expensive. And we're like, well, hell, we'll just do it here. And we're going to have bread and butter actually cater it. Which I'm excited about, so it's going to be good. And so then we kind of widened it up. But hell, get on a plane, Jackie.
You got a place to stay.
Right. I know a place, WhitneyVilla.com. Come on.
You're always invited.
Edibles and good stuff. Anyway,
yeah.
So.
But you did just open it up as to a broader.
Yeah, and so we've done, I think over the course of the time, we've done 11 different shows. And, you know, some have survived and some haven't, which is the course of a network. And the last show that we've produced is the one we did last Friday for the first time, a show called The Odds Couple. And it went well. I wanted to show you a little clip of this. This is the opening credits and the first few seconds of The Odds Couple, which is features our friend Scotty Pritchard and Anthony Padilla. Folks, The Odds Couple.
Broadcasting live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip.
It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for The Odds Couple.
Welcome to The Odds Couple right here on Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard alongside my good friend and co-host Anthony Padilla.
Thanks, Scotty. Today we're going to be talking about why Scott has a better chance of helping out the New York Jets than Tim Tebow ever will, why Greg Schiano has no worries about anybody in a victory formation this week, and why Mike Vick is going to wish he would have paid more attention in prison.
Up first, let's attack the line.
Little machine gun. So that's it. That's The Odds Couple. That's good news. Bad news is I didn't get anything right.
I love this set, though.
Isn't that a good set?
Yeah, I love it.
What's cool about that set, if you maybe just bring up a still of the set, that set is a virtual set. In other words, that table that's in front of them, the two monitors behind them, all the wood paneling, and all that stuff, none of it exists, especially the table, which is crazy because as you see it, you see them move their arms, that you see reflection on their arms right there. You can see the reflection. But that table's not even there. Very, very
magic,
cool.
Magic, isn't it?
It's called TV magic. Let's see. Brian says, I like the Odds Couple. Short and sweet. The picks sucked, though. So it's funny. I got an email from Jacob today. He goes, just a heads up, man. You're probably going to get some heat on the Odds Couple. Now, I'm driving to G2E. I'm like, you know, I called him. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, their picks weren't exactly on.
And as then in, I did, as in none?
And then I did a pouty bat face. Yeah, as in none.
So, maybe they'll do better this week.
Well, they can't do worse. So that's what we're going to do. But it was a good show, and we had fun, and there's room for improvement. Say accuracy? Eh, we'll do that. But it's good. They're good people. And even Tara liked it.
Oh,
Tara doesn't like anything.
Oh, no. Good job. You liked it, too?
I did, yep. I thought it was really entertaining.
Really?
Although I didn't know what they were talking about.
Right. Yeah, Tara and I are looking at Tara like, well, what is an over and under?
But we have the Tara stamp of approval. That's right. Good.
We should make a little stamp. Tara.
Yeah, you should.
Tara approved.
I think that could be an ongoing thing.
It is.
And in the circle of the stamp could be your face.
Right. Because I know that all she wants is to be on TV.
Right.
That's kind of her goal.
She's like, the more, the better.
That's right. Like that right now. So that's going real well for you.
Yeah.
What's funny, when the camera goes off, she goes to Jacob. Jacob, quit doing that. Don't make me why do you make me do this to... That's a pimp joke.
God.
You're that Jacob told me. Jacob told me to pimp joke.
You're kind of violent, honey.
Anyway, so congrats to... I don't feel like I am. I don't feel tardy. So anyways, Odds Couple, Friday night at... Friday afternoon at 12 p.m. It's Friday night for those of you in India. Huge sports betting crowd in India.
Could be.
Why not? There's a billion people there.
Maybe more.
Right-ish? Is that right? More than a billion people
it's
there.
Very
oh,
big.
Our international crowd has both. Sorry, my international crowd has both an English and Indian connection. How big is this?
She's a fantastic combination. She's you know fantastic. What I like about it? She likes spicy food.
Huh?
We're simpatico.
And shoes.
We won't even get
she likes spicy food and shoes.
I'm not even going to get into her shopping issue.
It's only an issue if you can't afford it.
That's true.
There you go.
Or you don't have a place to put them all.
Well, then you have an issue. I'm sorry.
I do have an issue.
Yes, I know you do.
If you could just
I needed
your,
the shoes.
If you could just move your clothes.
Look, here's a closet of this big. It's this big, and I get the thumb. That's my part
but
of the closet.
You could just move
That's
your
all I got.
Closet. But you
Look
have
that.
A you have a closet.
You keep saying that. Nobody hears that, by the way.
I do.
They don't.
You're gonna
mute
see
her.
It. You're gonna see it when you come home one day, and all that's in that closet is your stuff.
It's like when you walk out, when you walk to your house, and all your crap's out in the front yard.
All your.
What happened?
I'll just silently.
What did I do wrong? I don't understand.
One day you'll come home and you'll have your own closet. Wouldn't that be fabulous?
No, I like what I have. Let me have what I have.
So you're happy with that amount of space?
Potty bat face. Potty bat face says yes. Please help me. Anyway, okay, so also, you know what's cool about living here in Las Vegas? So a couple nights ago, a few of us, no names will be mentioned, went to the Mirage, and we went to Rum Bar and had a few drinks there. And we've talked about this many, many times. I'm a big fan of the valet parking. Valet parking is great, especially, you know, on, what was it? What day was that? Monday? Sunday, and it was about 6 o'clock-ish, right?
Yeah.
And valet's open. I'm like, oh, this is great, parking at valet. You can walk on the outside up to Rum Bar. Had a couple drinks. Life was good. All right. So we wrapped up the night, and I walked back to the valet. And timing is everything when it comes to going to the valet. So here's a photo of the valet. Well, hopefully it's the right one. It's the people photo. Of all the people at the valet when I got back to the valet after having a few drinks. That was the valet waiting line when we first
That's
walked
insane.
Up.
Now, did a show get out?
Yes. So here's your tip. Here's your first Las Vegas insider local tip.
The first one you've ever done?
Ever. In 4 years. Congratulations, Scott. You're killing
that
it.
Can't
no wonder
be true.
All the people like
no.
this. So here's tip number two. When you go to valet, make sure a Cirque show didn't just come out.
Otherwise, just stay at the bar and have another drink.
That's what happened. That was the result of the search. So you might be thinking to yourself, oh, man, this sucks. And it's true. If you were at a valet in, say, San Francisco or New York, Boston, Chicago, London, name a big India city just so I can feel like I'm international. Bombay. So you're at one of those cities, you're at a big old valet, and you see this large, you're like, ah, oh, this sucks. But not in Vegas. Oh, no. Why? Do you know why? No.
I do.
No, you don't. Here's why.
And you know, I don't think they call it Bombay anymore.
Mumbai. I knew that. We're getting letters right now. It's not, yeah. No. Here's why. While all those other valets have walls to look at and gravel, cement, you know what we have to look at?
The backsides of other buildings.
Other buildings. The backsides of other people.
We have entertainment.
What we have is it's a volcano, bitches. I can watch a volcano while I'm waiting. There you go. All I'm saying is my valet is better than your valet. That's all I'm saying. I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast.
I do like
But
the
I got the ballet that'll give you the most.
I like the volcano.
That was in respect to 311, by the way.
I like the fireball.
Yeah, there's a shot of a fireball being fireballed.
Yeah, I like that.
And a shout out to Madame Tussauds back there. The guy I'm working with did the lighting for that for Madame Tussauds.
All right.
I know a lot of people. His name is Klaus. He's a German, and he's actually a German citizen. So we had a long talk about how did you get here, and like nobody cares. All right, let's take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to become gluttonous. Oh. Really?
Again?
It's shocking that this would be gluttonous. This is the Vegas Video Network. You're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast. We'll be right back.
Oh, hi. I'm Kelly Clinton. I remember. That sucked. I wonder if Joan Rivers is watching. Oh, please. Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't have a different one.
You know who watches this show? Wayne Newton.
You got that right, Kelly. I think you're absolutely beautiful and talented, young lady. 5, 6, 9, 12. Darker shade.
More camera time for me.
Hey, I wonder if Cher's watching.
Oh, please. I have so many other things to do.
Woo! Hi, I'm Kelly Clinton. I'm the host of Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network.
That was horrible.
Oh, hi. Welcome back to the, what is this place called? Vegas Video Network, Living in Las Vegas. All right, let's get our feed bag on. Anna? All right, here's the deal. Everybody has a buffet. Here a buffet, there a buffet. Everywhere a buffet. Old McDonald had a... So far, the audience is digging that song. Okay, look, here's the deal. We've been to many buffets. So far, your favorite buffet before the one we talked about before, which may or may not be your favorite buffet, is what?
My favorite,
yes.
Wicked Spoon.
Wicked Spoon. Wicked Spoon is over at the Cosmopolitan. Wicked Spoon, when it first came out, got tons of accolades. They're like, holy camolies, this place is good. Now, we went to Wicked Spoon with our good friend Jackie. And I remember that they gave free alcohol. I remember it. It was champagne and beer. Let's just go with that.
Okay. Are you sure?
Jackie's online. Jackie, do you remember us? Did we get free alcohol? I forget. Anyways, so there's a lot of really nice buffets here. So the Wicked Spoon was, you know, is big, and Wynn's is supposed to be good. They're really good at brunch.
Basically, every casino has a buffet.
Right, and some are good, and some are kind of.
We should go to the Rio sometime. I hear they have a good seafood one. I can't have it all, but you like it, and I can eat the other stuff. But I hear they have a good seafood buffet there.
So. Some time ago, Caesars had a buffet, and I guess it wasn't that good. Now, we had never gone there before, so I couldn't tell you if it was good, bad, or indifferent. But they just had spent, I think it was $17 gazillion on this new buffet, and it's pronounced Bacchanal.
Bacchanal.
Bacchanal. Bacchanal. We don't know how it's pronounced.
Bacchanal.
Bacchanal. It's all about chickens. It's a TV show about chickens. Channel! Come on, has a chicken! Okay, that's not what it is. It's Buck Channel. Buck Channel! Oh, wait, hold on. Caesar's PR. What do you mean, go to hell? Oh, well. Oh, here we are. Jackie is going to tell us. It's Bacchanal. 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 Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Ira, for your help. Bacchanal Buffet.
What do you think that name means? What a weird name.
What does it mean? If somebody could look that up, that'd be helpful.
It's Roman feces.
So the audience says Roman feces. That's weird.
Roman.
Mm. Feast. I'm sorry. That's weird. All right. So here's the first thing that you notice when you go to Bacchanal. It could be Jewish.
Bacchanal.
It could be Jewish / vampire-y. Bacchanal. I got it all. I got it all today. It's good.
Yeah, you're on a roll today.
I don't usually work these many hours, and I'm good.
You know what?
I
think it's because you got up early today, so you're a little sleep deprived.
I'm a little sleep deprived.
So I think you're a little slap happy because, you know, your beauty rest was interrupted.
Here's what Melissa said. So we both got up at 6:30 or whatever it was, and I'm up, and I'm like, I am not a morning person. I'm just not.
Nope.
So Melissa's usually up at that time.
And I am
earlier,
a morning person.
And you are a morning person, so that's why we're still married, because we almost never see each other. So I'm up, and you know the first thing you do is you do the daily constitutional. You go to the bathroom with your device so you can read while you're
crapping. No, I don't take it.
I do. So I'm shuffling in the bathroom, and
his eyes are barely open, and you would have thought he only got 2 hours of sleep.
Melissa's all happy and peppy and bursting with love. I think it's so sweet when we're up together like this. I don't know who you are. Get away from me, evil droid. So
he was a little cranky. It was kind of cute.
Yeah, it was cute. If by cute you mean horrible and not pleasant.
I'm just saying because
usually. I'm surrounded by morning people, by the way. Jacob's the same way. What time do you get up, Jacob?
6:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get my alarm goes off at 6:00. But I, 6 or 6:15 usually, but I was like, oh, I like this. You know, it's kind of nice because sometimes you are actually still sleeping when I leave to go to work.
So nothing wrong with that.
We don't get to have any kind of exchange.
Morning talk.
Even if it's crankiness.
You like that, cranky talk? You want to cranky talk with me?
I thought it was
wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be brutal because my call time is 8 a.m.
I'm telling
everybody's
you.
Everybody's like. 8 a.m.
You were there
that's
at
everybody.
8. You were there at
no,
8.
I wasn't.
You left
I was
the house
not
when
there
I did.
Eight.
You
I
left at 7:15.
I wasn't there at 8.
So
no,
I don't
I
know.
Wasn't.
I don't know
I
what
there.
Kind of route no, you
wait,
took
wait.
To get to work, but.
But you have to walk through the catacombs to get there. So I was on set at 8:30 today. I was on the booth at 8:30. 8:30, 8:35. So it was. So tomorrow I have to leave my house at 4. So that
well,
I can
I'll
arrive.
I'll be sleeping.
I'll be like, hi, Rip. Ready to go. Let's do some video. Okay, anyways. All right, back to it. Where were we? Oh, Bacchanal. All right. So the first thing you learn about this place is that the line to get in is about a year. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Did we have a picture of that?
I don't think I took a picture of it. Oh, I may have. No, I didn't.
It was an hour and a half wait.
Yeah.
An hour and a half wait.
And it's always like this. I mean, so, you know, except for one time, I think they said
between
3 and 5, that's when the old folks show up, I'm assuming.
The Bluebird specials.
It's not as bad, but it's probably still bad.
But it could be the people that were out partying and they're just getting up.
Yes, that could be it.
Right?
So we arrived. I forgot
just got home at
what
6.
Time did we go there? Do you remember?
6:30.
Okay. So we what day was this?
Friday,
6:30. All right, so we go there, and there was a group of five of us. So we get there at 6:30, and there's this line that wraps around. It's all over the place. I'm like, holy crap, Mola. And then, here's the best part about knowing somebody who's a bad mamma jamma. Because Jackie's a bad mamma jamma. She's like, whoo, whoo, diamond card or whatever the hell it was. I don't know what it
whatever,
was.
Whatever, some card, some
like,
kind of pleasure.
And then next thing you know,
and they should, right? It
right?
makes sense. If I was going to have a player card program, I would fast track them in too, right? Because you want them to get in and eat and get back out.
Wait a minute.
So it makes sense.
Tara just did this. Looked up the word bacchanal, and she writes it's a noun, an occasion of wild and drunken revelry.
Well, they need to get some alcohol there for the drunken part, right?
Yes.
Could you buy alcohol? You could have had a drink.
Point.
You would have had to pay
like
for
five
it.
Or $6 for a
so
minute.
It could be drunkenness.
All right. So anyway, So, you know, so Jackie goes, water! We're like, hey.
We're in. This.
Meanwhile, we start taking some pictures. Now, I took a lot of pictures. Some were good and some were great. None of which are here. So this is when you first walk in. And so it's very glassy, kind of modern and
groovy. Did you like the decor?
By the way, I will tell you, if you want to see some really well-focused photos, go to Al Mancini's blog. He took a boatload of them, and they're all in focus. Did I like what? The decor?
What did you think of the vibe, you know, the feel of the place?
There's multiple vibes. So you've got, when you first walk in, it's very glass-centric, so it's kind of that hip, modern
sleek,
thing.
Clean.
Little cool. You know, a little cool.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty, but it wasn't inviting, but it was pretty. I mean, it was nicely done. I mean, you could tell it was pretty. Like, they had some, I saw a couple chandeliers that were actually upside-down wine glasses. Oh, okay. That's cool. I get that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, there are some amazing-looking food there. So one of the first photos I took was, you know, of the crab
seafood buffet
area. And here is a photo of that, one would hope, maybe. Hard to say. Look for a fish head. Nope, that's the last photo I want to show.
That was dessert.
Yes. And like all good. It should be like one-ish, or two, or five, or right around there, hopefully. No? Right.
Well, it was a bunch of seafood. So big, huge crab legs.
We'll roll through photos as we're talking about this.
Big, huge, big crabs, shrimp.
No, huge. Like, as big as my face, crabs.
Just for sure, body. As big as your face. Absolutely.
And legs that were, you know, all, it's like, okay, this is going to be great. So the way the place is set up is there's in the middle of this place is a big island of all the desserts. And then against one wall, basically, is kind of one of these little guys that... Actually, I have a map.
It wraps around the outside.
Show the map.
Of one wall. And that's where all the entrees and
so there's a
all
map.
The
I wanted to show you where it is. So you can see kind of right smack in the middle of that graphic is the buffet. Right? So it's by the pools. You know, it's you're walking past the Cleopatra bars to get there. And as you walk in there, if you hang on what is in essence that left wall there, that's where all the food is. Basically, okay, and it just keeps like going on and on. So you've got seafood, then you've got the meats, and you've got Mexican food, and you've got Italian food,
yep.
And then you've got Japanese food.
Then so, salad bar,
salad
sushi.
Bar. Yeah, right. So it was, I mean, very, very extensive. There's some nice shots there. So that's part of the seafood area. That's a shot looking into the dessert
and
area.
And you can see how they're using glass there.
Yeah, huge. There's some of the crab.
There, that guy's got some crab.
Mm-hmm. So lots of really good-looking stuff. So we were
very excited.
No, I was. I mean, I'm looking at the crab. I'm like,
because when you walk into a buffet, I don't know. You almost have to have a strategy.
Yeah.
You have to have a buffet strategy. You walk in. This is what I do. I walk in, and the first thing I do is I walk the entire buffet.
Mm-hmm.
I peruse.
That's what we did.
And I decide. Okay, I know I'm going to be so full. So I always, in my first plate, get the stuff that I know I really, really want to try
exactly.
And really want to enjoy.
Exactly.
And I only get tiny portions of those things. Mm. I always just do tiny portions because I want to taste as much as I can. And then I just back it. I always go to the stuff that I really want. Then my second plate might be the stuff that is sort of my second up. And then if I still have room and think I can still have dessert, I go back and get more of my favorite stuff.
There you go. That's a good strategy.
That's my strategy. That's my buffet strategy.
Many of us did the same general thing. We kind of
yeah.
I took a lot of pictures.
But do you think there are people that just go straight up there with the plate and just start taking?
Yeah, pile it high.
Well, and they just go straight
Amateur.
In.
Well, they come cold. In and go, oh, I got to have crab. I'm going to go right there. That could be it, right?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of that. I think a lot of people just come and just start.
Right, and if you're
going
to spend the money that you're going to spend here, and do you remember, Jackie, can you remind me what that was? Do you remember?
I think it's $40.
It was $37.99. So $37.99. Now, that actually isn't surprisingly high for a high-end buffet. Or what's
not for a buffet on the strip, right?
Yeah.
You got to remember it's unlimited, whatever, as much as you can shove
yeah, so,
in there.
So from a buffet perspective, I don't remember. Do you know what a Wicked Spoon is?
Same within a dollar.
Yeah, so it's you know, it's close to that dollar. So, you know, you're going to spend that kind of money on a buffet of that level, right? So we all went off and did our thing, and the very first place I went was the crab legs, And they're all on ice, and I think you've seen a picture of that before. So I thought, well, I guess they're going to have to be frozen. Well, in fact, no, you could just say, can I have steamed crab legs? And I did. And a very nice guy said, here you go. And he gave me a big plate full of freaking steamed crab legs.
And they were cut already,
right? They're already cut in half, right? You know, this way. So that basically just, so I'm like, what? This is.
How do you think they cut it? You think they have a crab leg cutter machine?
Auto crab cutter. ACC.
Do you think they put them in like a bagel cutter?
Yes.
How do you think they
have the auto crab leg bagel cutter?
Well, you don't think they have someone back there just cutting them all by hand?
Smears and then cuts crabs.
No, but think about it. Do you think they actually have someone hand cutting everyone?
See, now I need a chef. I need to know.
Or do they have a super duper crab leg cutter?
It's a super duper crab leg cutter. Only
don't you wish you had invented it?
Yes, because huge market for super duper crab leg cutters. Right. No, I don't wish I had invented it. So I get my crabs, I get my crabs. Oh, how about that for a poll? Scott, that could be the title. Scott gets crabs. That should be the title. That's hysterical. All right, see? Doing your work for you. And then I'm a big clam guy, too. And so they had cute little buckets of clam and some goo. And
you were in your element, weren't you?
So I got that. And then I got some, what did I get? I got some chicken wings. And,
how were the chicken wings?
Chicken wings were good.
Good.
Some nice photos. So it's kind of a paradox.
This is like in the back part.
This is where we were seated. Great God. This is where we were seated. So you had that glass kind of look when you first looked in.
In the front.
You see the wood panel-y kind of stuff. Looks a little bit like, Jackie described it as a little bit like Stack, which is the place in the Mirage. So you've got that glass thing there, and you've got this kind of wood thing back in the back dining. We were in the back 40 where we were seated.
What is going on?
This whole working all day thing.
You're tuckered out, aren't you?
Can't have it.
I think it's lack of sleep.
Doesn't matter. I'm fine.
All right.
They come pre-cut and frozen. No, they don't, Brian, in the chat.
But somebody.
They're not frozen. Brian, go away. You're mean.
But then,
don't stop the.
If that's true, then the processing plant has to have the super duper crab cutters.
Oh, there you go. That's where the super duper crab cutters. Okay. So first round, we all get our first round.
Yeah.
Now, I started with the crab legs because, of course, they're the most expensive thing on the market, basically. I'm going to get at it. That's our view from our seat looking at the other way at the dessert place. So I started eating my crab legs, and quite frankly, they were delicious.
Were they?
Delicious. And I actually didn't even get butter. I normally would, nothing. I'm just like, and it was yummy. Quite yummy. The little clams in the little bucket, pretty damn good. Chicken wings? And they're actually dry, which I like them dry, actually better than wet and gooey and all over my face. That's where they were good. I'm like, okay, all right.
I tried the fish and chips.
And you thought?
I thought the fish was really good.
So first round, we're like, this is going pretty good.
I guess, and they were in like a little tiny bucket too,
right?
Which is kind of a take on what Cosmopolitan does too, right? At the Wicked Spoon, they have a lot of things in tiny little.
Baskets.
There were stuff in like little baskets and little small sort of containers, almost like tapas, right? So I had fish and chips, and I also had calamari.
Brian on the live chat is insisting that those things showed up cut like that already.
Well, maybe.
Okay, well, all of a sudden, and by the way, Brian told me that there is no Santa Claus. Thank you. Oh, look at that picture of the pre-cut legs, according to Brian. Who tells me that there is no Santa Claus and no Easter Bunny.
I think actually what Brian's saying is makes sense. I can't imagine.
Oh, I'm sure he's right, but I want to believe in Santa.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian. All right. So anyways, after eating my post-Santa knowledge food, I'm like, okay, this is pretty good.
You liked your first round.
First round was great. And then it did this. It dropped.
So what did you have the second round?
The Asian stuff. So they had like an Asian broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
It was a broccoli and beef, but it was like asparagus and beef. And I think I had some cheese and some other things. And I don't remember what it was. And the reason why I don't remember is because it was not rememberable. It really wasn't that good. Some things weren't good. So I had this, and then we had phase two. Now, I did three phases of food, and one phase of dessert. So phase one of food, awesome. Phase two of food, I left wanting, but I did get a second bucket of clams because I liked the clams, and those were good. Now, what did you get? Did you get a second? You did.
So on my second round, I got a little bit of the sausage. They had like artisan sausage.
Tons
there.
Of beef there. A lot of beef.
Beef. We were talking with some other folks who were there with us before the show, and they were talking about how good they thought the meat was. The prime rib, they said the prime rib, which I usually do get, but I was so full that I didn't get to try it. But they were really raving about the lamb chops and the prime rib, the artisan sausages and stuff. And I had the artisan sausage out of all that, but I didn't like it. I thought it was a little too sweet, and I like it a little more spicy.
Right.
You know what? One of the things that you had on your second plate was a fish.
Which fish did I have?
It looked like salmon to me, but you didn't. And you love salmon, but you did not love this. Mm. But I had the artisan. I had the garlic knot as well. I had some of the broccoli beef or asparagus beef, whatever terrible. That was. It was all of that was sort of just. Bland.
Yeah.
It was a little bland for me. I guess that might be the word that I would
and
use.
I had, yes, exactly. I had the sushi. And I'm not a big sushi guy. I'm just kind of getting into it a little bit. But the truth is, if you dip any kind of sushi in soy sauce, it's good. Because soy sauce is
it's
good.
It's salty. You like the salt
of it. I love salt.
I'm
like, well, this is great sushi. And Jackie's like, this is not great sushi. I'm like, yeah, but the soy sauce is good. Well, yeah, and actually Jackie in the live chat said it's average sushi. Jackie had the salmon, and it was horrifyingly bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
I didn't have the salmon.
I wouldn't say anything that I. Oh, actually, it might have been on Jackie's plate.
Yeah, I didn't have it
because she sat next to me. I didn't think anything was horrifyingly bad, but I felt like a lot of the stuff was just for me, right? A lot of the stuff I think was mediocre.
Right.
I do think the seafood, the shellfish, looked amazing. I can't eat shellfish, so. Right. I can't speak to that. It looked amazing.
Right.
But the rest of the food to me just looked sort of, just to me it was pedestrian.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about service. So didn't we have to request that they would clean our table?
Yes.
Now here's what's fascinating about that. So we had to request that our empty plates, you know, with the shells and stuff, to be removed. Mancini wrote on his blog that they were too aggressive with cleaning his table.
But they would know. You know, that's the thing.
Well, maybe, but not maybe. But they had left with some tater tots still on the table, and they came back and it was gone. He complained about that. So I actually would prefer them to be more aggressive than for us to have to go out and say, hey, would you mind cleaning this crap off our table so we can continue to feed ourselves like fat Americans? So
what did you have the slider? I saw they had little
sliders. I had a little slider. They looked great, and they were. Pedestrian. They were overcooked, which they probably have to do. And it wasn't, I didn't go, my God, this is the best slider in the world.
So what do you think of this? I felt like the food, and we haven't been to Wicked Spoon in a while, so maybe we should go back, but I kind of felt like Wicked Spoon's food.
Nice pictures, that's their Italian stuff.
I felt like Wicked Spoon was a bit more complex. The food that they served, I felt like was a bit more complex. So. When I compared it to this, I thought this food was more bland, kind of more average. Except I will say the seafood looked amazing, and the fish and chips I thought were very good.
Right, there's the.
There's
a fancy word for that. And
charcuterie.
Charcuterie, which I can't pronounce, but there you go.
I'm not sure I pronounced it right either.
You did. It was good. And cheeses. Beautiful. By the way, look at that. That's the salad bar. Beautifully laid out.
I didn't bother with the salad bar. You can have. I'm not going to go to a buffet and eat salad.
Right. So that's some of the Asian stuff. And they did a very nice job of laying stuff out. That's all the Asian stuff. Those are the sliders.
Oh, and the fried chicken.
Right. You like the fried chicken.
I thought the fried chicken was. It was okay, but I'm from. Southern Illinois, it's hard to beat
the corn
real
was good.
Fried chicken.
Yes. Everybody thought the corn was pretty good. And
well,
it
you
was
know,
served in a couple different stuff.
Someone else was also talking about the
those
lobster.
Those are the clams in a bucket. Clams in a bucket! Which is a band I used to be in.
And the lobster chowder, I hear, was
you guys
very
like that,
good.
Right? The lobster chowder Marie really liked. And there's some more clams and, crabs and, okay. So now, all right. So we all did our food. All right. Now we decide, okay, let's go to the dessert. There's a dessert island, and the dessert island looks fucking stunning.
It looks impressive.
It is. I mean, that is the first thing I saw when I walked up to the dessert island. It is gorgeous.
You so liked all that chocolate, huh?
Well, you've got...
You were excited.
What?
All the chocolate-looking stuff.
Well, I'm a big tiramisu fan. I'm a big... I love that stuff.
Key lime pie.
I like little cupcakes. I like the sorbet. I like lots of stuff. Wouldn't understand why, but it's true. Thank you. Well, here you go. Here you go, Jacob. Do you want that shot? Thank you, you big, mean man. So I'm like, okay, here we go. I've got... I believe that I can be cow-like in that I have multiple stomachs. I have a stomach for food, and then I have a stomach for the dessert. And so I had already filled my food stomach, and now it was my dessert.
No, you were done, and you were ready to go, and I was still eating. You were like, okay, time for dessert. You were off and running. I'm like, okay.
All right, I'm on a mission. I got to show
you. I'm eating my chicken, but okay.
So I go
You're
to dessert,
ready.
And so my test for dessert is tiramisu.
Yep, it's your favorite.
And they have it in those little, tall shot glass things. You just saw the photo of it. So I got a tiramisu. I got a little red velvet cake cupcake, and I got one other tall shot glass thing or something. I brought those back, ready to go. I'm like, okay, here we go. Tiramisu, baby. Okay.
You were very excited.
So I dip it in there. Yeah. How much go in there? I'll go deeper. Not really much go in there.
Just really lacked taste.
It really was tasteless.
Bland.
I went a little deeper to the very bottom, come up, and it was a little chocolatey. Tiramisu is not supposed to be chocolate.
Well, it has chocolate cocoa on it.
But it's not supposed to be chocolatey. It's supposed to be rummy. It's supposed to be amaretto-y or whatever that gooey stuff is.
Amaretto, I
whatever
think.
It is. It's supposed to be that. Yeah. And it was none of those things. I'm like, oh. So then I had my little small...
Cupcake.
Red velvet cupcake.
Which is one of my favorites.
Frosting. Good. Cupcake. You knew what I'm doing. It just wasn't anything. It was like I could have got probably as good or better a cupcake at Smith's or Albertson's or wherever your favorite grocery store is. And it would have been bigger. I'm like, okay, that's not good. And I had my third thing. Oh, it was a creme brulee. That's the other thing. That's my other test. All right. Tiramisu. Nah. Little cupcake. All right, creme brulee.
Yeah, you were
now,
helpful.
Now, it's not the one where they cook it and they fire the top. They had those. I didn't have one. So, was it good? Oh, so it was good. That creme brulee, which is in a little dish like that, was good, apparently.
Ramekin,
but I had the tall one, and dip. And again, it was really pretty, beautiful presentation, but didn't have much flavor. I kept going, what's happening? Where's the evil here? Why am I doing wrong?
Huh.
So then I went back for... something that didn't impress me. What was that? That was the last thing I did was they had, it was a sorbet or, no, it's gelato.
Gelato.
And I had their, there it is, the gelato. I think it was a cappuccino, and it was very, very good.
And I also had the espresso coffee, I think it was called.
Yeah.
And I thought that was excellent, too. And they had an interesting one there that was balsamic fig. That Jackie got that she said was really good, sort of, kind of exotic tasting.
That's
so
funny.
She really liked it. My favorite dessert was they had these white chocolate covered cheesecake lollipops. And it was delicious.
Oh,
so,
right.
That was great. And so I highly recommend, but that's the only pop. They have quite a few different desserts on sticks. That was the only one that I understand was any good.
Right. So actually, Jackie in the chat said the fig balsamic gelato was great. And I had a little taste of it. It was very good.
It was good.
And I wouldn't have thought to eat that because it sounds like just a crazy, weird, what are you thinking about combo. But it was actually very good. So the espresso gelato, muy bueno. The fig balsamic, muy bueno. And
cheesecake
lollipops, which I did not have because I couldn't get out of the place by anymore, was everybody said were very, very good.
That was very
so
good.
So what was interesting is we did all this. We had it was a lovely evening. We all started to rate it. We all did A, give it a grade, A to B, or A to F. What did you give it?
B minus.
I think I gave it a B minus. Jackie, I think, gave it in the bees. The Iris and Breeze, bees. So it ended up being, you know, a strong B.
But I think it has to be a low B.
I think it has to be low B. For what it would
expect.
Because
if the majority of the stuff was bland and just okay, that's a C.
Right. It's not even that. It depends on your curve, right?
If average is C.
Yeah, but bland is an average. So could be a low B. Could be a high C. We came away thinking it could have been better. For those of us
I would have been irritated if I had waited an hour and a half and then got that. I would have been pretty irritated.
So they've got their work cut out for them, I think. I don't know what the reviews are from the press. I think a lot of times food press kind of just, you get a free meal and you say nice things about it. Mancini was kind of middle of the road with them. I don't know what the other people are, but I came away going, and that could have been a lot better.
Doesn't this now makes me want to go back to Wicked Spoon to see if they've sort of maintained? Because I heard that
they had changed
a little bit. So I think it'd be great to go back and see how Wicked Spoon is, and we should give that a try sometime.
Sometime soon. Yeah, this is a good example. So Jackie gave it a B-, and Jackie said, after all the promotions and commercials and hype, it's so disappointing. So that's, I get that feeling, I get that kind of vibe. So we came out of there going, yes, quickly, Ira.
The Wicked Spoon constantly changes.
Oh, that's interesting. So Ira was telling us the Wicked Spoon, all their food?
They always rotate.
So they rotate food. And they may end up doing
that
same thing here. I mean, who knows? I mean, they've only been open for 3 weeks or whatever it's been. So I don't know what they're going to do or not. But we came out of there going, it could have been better. Now, I came out of there thinking it could have been better for two reasons. A, the food could have been better. And then B, I had a little adventure after everybody left. Melissa's going to kill her because of this story.
No. No.
Yeah, I'm telling it. I'm telling the story.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling it. So.
Come on. It is not necessary.
It won't be. It's not
necessary.
Because part of it's pretty funny. So afterwards, I had to go to the bathroom.
Who?
Me.
No, and I don't think this is
pretty
funny at all.
So I almost pooped myself on the way out of there. It was so.
Oh,
was the
my God.
Thing of my life. What? Don't be afraid. You still love me? You want to get up at 6 in the morning tomorrow and talk? No?
Can we move on now? You've gotten to say it. Are you proud of yourself?
No, I want to tell you guys strategy for having to go to the bathroom. Can I go back to the map, please?
Yes.
This is important. This is important because I saw the look of terror in my own, and I saw the look of somebody who almost witnessed a train wreck and somebody who saw me trying to find a bathroom. So you see where the buffet is, right? Now, the little door that comes out, there's a little bathroom right there. You might even be able to see the icon. That bathroom was unusable for me because the stalls were used. So I'm like, okay, everybody, see you later. Bye. And if you look, if I'd have just gone south, there's a big old bathroom right there. Well, I didn't. I went east. Man, here's a tip to the folks over at the Caesars. Install more bathrooms. Because I thought I was going to cry.
Unbelievable. I can't believe it. Okay, let's go on. Next.
But let me just say this. It worked out okay.
Next.
But as I was going down an escalator, and I was coming down, I was making a turn, I looked a little frantic. Reasonable. And because I was kind of just, in my head going, okay, how am I gonna talk about this if I crap myself? What am I going to do? Take that shot.
Oh, my God.
Because I was really worried. I'm like, okay.
I am going to turn in my official resignation.
What am I going to do?
So I was really thinking this through.
What am I going to do? How am I going to explain this? It happens to everybody.
Jacob, can I have some paper? I need to write a resignation letter.
So I was going down. So they have a bathroom downstairs, right across the street from the right across from the Coliseum thing where
nobody knows what you're. They're so freaked out. They're not even listening.
So I'm going down. I'm like, okay. So I go. I see bathroom. I'm like, okay. I go down the escalator. I'm trying to stay cool. And then I see bathroom, and it's the women's bathroom. I'm like, oh no! So I'm panicked. I make a quick 180, and I see the guy's bathroom about, I don't know, 10 feet away. Now, there's a guy who just happened to be getting ready to get on the escalator, and he turns to look at me.
Did you almost take him out?
No, he wasn't in my way, but he saw the panic in my eyes. I was like, and he's like, and you know, it's like, he looked at me, and then he got on the escalator, and he purposely turned back around to watch me to see if I'd make it. Now, I recognized that he was checking me out to see if I was going to crap myself on the way to the bathroom. So I'm like, just walking in. Hey, you're not going to get it this time, tourist from Poughkeepsie. And then I rushed in there, and life was okay. So anyways, here's a tip. Build more bathrooms. Okay. Hey, how long are we on the show so far?
Oh, my God. Please.
God,
please
dang
help
it.
Me. All right. Please, somebody.
God dang it, I said. All right, so we should talk about, oh, God, we're going kind of long. You want to talk about Sage? Or want to do another show? But you don't want to talk about fine dining after that?
I'm just so horrified right now.
We're gonna take a break.
What's my quickest exit is to say let's wrap up the show.
I'll quit it. We're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna come back and decide what to do. Vegas Video Network, living in Las Vegas. More bathrooms for the people at Caesars.
This is David Ivey for Pub Crawl. It's funny because David from. You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene.
Jackie in the live chat is like, seriously, that woman needs a medal. Oh, come on.
I do.
The international crowd
I prefer
loved
platinum.
It.
Yep, I'm funny.
So, all right. So, look.
Shopping tomorrow.
So, okay, all right.
Oh, man.
After that was on a Friday. And then Saturday, we met with Jackie, and we went to a place that we've been thinking about and talking about for quite a long time, a place called Sage at Aria. And this is a place that it's kind of off. It's off the beaten path a little bit, and it's kind of a weird kind of vibe, and it looks really small.
Sage?
Yeah,
I mean it's right by the reception desk.
But it's kind of dark, and it's
well,
this,
you don't.
You know,
it's kind of hidden. It's kind of back in a corner a little.
Right, because there's Mesa Grill, which is big and well known.
Not Mesa. Mesa Grill is at Caesars.
Right.
You're thinking of Julian Serrano.
There's a big place there.
Julian Serrano, which is a tapas restaurant, not Mexican.
Sorry. Anyways.
You want me to take over?
Yeah, go ahead. You think you're so smart?
Okay. So we've been talking about going to Sage for a very long time. And Jackie comes to town frequently. She's been wanting to go as well. So Sage is actually a very high-end, nice restaurant. It's right by...
Why,
seriously?
Jacob,
today is my last day.
Oh, you
so
Bar Mesa. That's right. Thank you, Jackie.
So, we made reservations.
Oh, can I get back in?
And it was actually a much bigger restaurant than we expected.
First of all,
because normally when you're standing at the hostess, you know, where the maitre d' is,
you can just see the bar area.
Right. You see the bar area and a small dining room.
Right.
And you think that's all there is there. But behind that area is a huge dining room.
It just goes on and on and on. So we went there. We had reservations. We did.
And I thought the service was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good. No, Jackie didn't like it. Jackie thought that the gal was a little...
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. A little too cool for the room.
How'd you like the environment there? Vibe.
So it's a typical dark, leathery, nice lit. It's very nice.
Do you remember what I said about it?
No.
I said, oh my God, they have that lighting where everybody looks gorgeous.
It's like Vintner's, in the bathroom of an airplane.
Like Vintner's Grill. If you're ever in town and you want to go to a place off strip that's nice, meaning also expensive, go to Vintner's Grill. Everybody looks fabulous in the lighting there. And that's what I thought about this place. I thought the lighting in this place, I felt like I was like the most beautiful woman in the world.
I feel the same way in bathrooms in airplanes. That the lighting really is good. I really do. No, I'm serious. I really like the lighting. I really do. Why are you being like
that's
that?
That's horrible. It's all this like weird fluorescent blue tinted.
Man, I look pretty good at 35,000 feet. Anyways, so we're there, and we're eating. And so they, first of all, great drink menu, huge wine menu, very expensive wines, blah, 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 blah. You know, nothing new there. It's very, very good. I had wine. No, did I? Yes. I had initially had a wine that was good. You had?
Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule. And it's one of the, it was a very good because I had one later. And, you know, it's in the brass cup. Copper. And it's very, very good.
It's an old Prohibition air cocktail. Right. So it's made with ginger beer.
What's that place? Something in Rye?
Urban Rye.
Urban Rye is very good at that kind of stuff. We've been there before. We've talked about it before. And so that's where I was actually introduced.
But I like because they don't, they should serve it in a copper mug, but not everybody can have a whole stock of copper mugs.
Right.
So we have been places where we've ordered and not had it in a copper mug, but yeah. It was delicious.
That was very, very
good.
But
what did you end up having for your appetizer?
Okay, so we had a mousse bouche.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Compliments
and
of the
it was
chef.
So good. Do you remember? It was butternut squash.
Yes.
And I have to say that was the first time I've ever had butternut squash soup, and I am a huge fan.
It was very good. And then I had a soup, which was like a lobster bisque kind of thing.
And that was neat how they brought it out.
Yeah, they brought it out with the chunky foodie stuff in the
all
bowl.
All the lobster and some of the, like, onion or whatever,
yeah,
vegetables with it.
And then they poured the goo, the juice, the soupy stuff
broth.
On top of it. And I tasted it, and I was in heaven.
You loved it.
It was very, oh. Very good. So
I had a pear and... a pear salad with some bacon in it. It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I loved it.
Jackie wrote, I need to take them out more.
It was so good though. The salad, it's a salad, right? But it tasted so good. What did you have as your appetizer?
Okay, here we go. This is what's important. Now don't say no. Get it over here. One day I'm going to be a boss and somebody's going to listen to me. Okay. So I decided.
Thank you, Ira.
I decided
he's
I
just
was just
snapping at you.
I was just going to have chicken because he was looking at you and you're not the boss of him.
But he knows I'm the boss
stop,
of you.
Stop! Stop! Back to me. Camera two. Chicken. So you're saying, wait, Scott, chicken? That sounds pedestrian. And so I read the description of the chicken. I'm like, well, that looks pretty good.
It did sound good.
And I'm like, you know what? I need to have a little chicken. I'm gonna, ate like a pig the night before. I'm gonna have a little chicken. That'll be the right thing to do. Okay. So I ordered my chicken. The chicken comes, and it's pre-sliced, and it was chickeny on the
great
outside.
Great presentation here, don't you think?
Oh yeah, chickeny on the outside, and it had kind of a green goo.
Do you know what the goo was?
No. A green goo in the middle that was like. Permeated on the chicken. So I'm like, okay, well, let's take it out. Holy crap. This was the best chicken I've ever had in my life. Arguably the top five entrees I've ever had in my life. Ever. And I'm a beef guy. Give me a tomahawk. Whoop, ribeye. No, this chicken... It was that good. Amazing.
See, I had the short ribs, and I thought the short ribs were amazing. They had some kind of goo on it. I'm sure it was like barbecue sauce. I can't something else. And
but
it was so tender and so
good. Because you yes. took a bite of it, and I didn't think it was
well.
That
I didn't. It was. It was so tender and moist. It was perfect. But, you know, the rib meat or the sauce that they put on it was amazing, right? The combination of it was just, it was so good. Even Jackie said she should have gotten the short ribs.
What did Jackie have?
Jackie got the, what did she get? The other thing that I was thinking of getting.
Jackie, waiting on you.
She had the pâté, right?
She did have the foie gras.
Foie gras.
She thought it was, she didn't like it. Oh, she had the Iberico pork.
Oh, yeah, it was pork, Ibero, right?
I don't know how you pronounce that.
Yeah, she thought that was, she liked my spare ribs better.
Right. So, good drinks. Look, we did a date thing. Remember we did the date thing? We said, you know, go to the top of the world, and if you want to do kind of a cool place, go to a sugar factory, and I forget the third place that we liked. I'm like, boom, Sage, get on it. Let's go there.
The food was phenomenal, and I loved the food, and I loved the ambiance and the lighting.
That's nice. They were really big into absinthe, the drink.
Oh, tell them about the cart.
Well, so they had this cart, and we didn't order after we were done. It's like we were all done. We're like, you know what?
We didn't even try dessert. We were just so happy.
Can't do dessert. We were all like, brr.
They had good bread, too. That was part of the problem.
It was good. Oh, yeah. It was like bacon bread with, you know, good butter and then salt you could add to the butter. Which seems healthy, and that's what we did. Oh, yeah.
And they had sourdough rolls too.
That was very good.
Yeah.
So we didn't have the dessert, so I can't really speak to that. But they did have this absinthe thing as part of their dessert menu, and it's on a cart. And a couple people around us had this, and it looks like it was, I mean, unbelievably extravagant.
It's like one of those old carts, like a tea cart, and they come rolling that out, and it is loaded with absinthe, all kinds. And they just come right out and
they pour it and they catch it on fire and I noticed they were pouring it into a spoon, you know, through a like a sieve, like a, you know, like a cheesecloth. Cheesecloth.
Yeah.
That was on a spoon that, you know, filtered it all out. So it was very fancy schmancy.
It was cool.
Yeah, and the people appeared to really like it. So if you like absinthe, which is, you know, licorice flavored, I don't really get it.
But you love licorice.
I do, but not as an alcohol. Shocking. I said everybody around us ordered it. Nice presentation, and they really get into it. You can tell it's a lot of fun. You want to impress a date, take her there and have her order the chicken, because it was $25 for that kind of a place. That's low.
That's cheap.
Do you remember what your spare ribs were?
I don't know. Probably not too. I would say maybe they were 30.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Might be able to pull up a menu. I think the flank steak, which we didn't order, I think it was like in the $45, $50 range. So, you know, it's what you expect for.
I mean, they had beef, you know, they had like regular steak options.
They didn't have ribeye. That's surprising.
We just didn't happen to order any of that.
Yeah. So this is, again, Adaria, Sage. Go to this place. We'll go back. I will order the chicken again. I liked it so much. And you wouldn't think you would do that.
Well, top 5 dishes in your life.
That's, I mean, it was stunning. It was just stunning. So,
you know, and what was funny is we were kind of like, okay, whatever. I mean, we wanted to go, but it wasn't like, oh, man, I can't wait to go to Sage. And now we've just loved it, you know.
Chicken was $35. Is that right? Are you sure about that? I thought it was $25.
Oh. Well, anyways, it was worth it, right? Yeah. Top 5 of your life, so that's great.
Short ribs were $41. Chicken was $35. There you
I'm go. Really, really glad that we went, though, because it was, you know, we'd been talking about going, right? So it's cool to go. And
$35, yeah, that's right. You're right, $35.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, it was worth every penny. I mean, it was stunning. I mean, stunning. And it wasn't so rich that you get halfway through and you're like, ugh, I can't eat anymore. It was rich, but enough so you could finish it.
Just great. I thought it was
whoever the chef there is a genius. And I don't say that about anybody, except for you. Which leads us to the end of the show. Thanks, everybody.
We made it.
For hanging out. This is fun. Just working all day and then doing this. I get it. It's fun. Don't be so happy. I get it. Okay. Anyways, that's it. We didn't tell you how to contact us, but we would like you to do so. And here's how you do it. You do the email on air queue@livinginlv.com, or you could do the web-based voicemail. And if you don't want to do that, of course, live chat. Jackie was a big part. Brian's a big part. Sam is a big part. Everybody's a big, big, big part. If you don't see us live, of course, you can check us out at biggestvideonetwork.com, iTunes, Roku, YouTube, and KSHP. Spelled just the way it sounds. 1400 a.m. Saturday at 12 o'clock. All right, that's it. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. We'll see you next week. Watch The Odd Couple, The Odds Couple, at Friday at noon. And take care. Thank you all. Bye. Do 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 do